This happens every once in a while, baffles people. They think this is terribly mysterious. They lie down and they get a dream, and they dream they have just received a letter. And they do this, let us say, on May 1st. And then on about May 12th, they get this letter. They dreamed the letter, they read it, they saw all of its accumulation of symbols and saw it in whole form, its substance, and they did that on May 1st, and they get the letter, an exact duplicate of it, or very similar to it, on the 12th of May, and they look at the date line and they find out that it was neither written nor mailed till the 6th of May. It was written, it didn't take that form that they saw it in until days after they dreamed about it. And the guy said, nyah, what on earth goes on here? I must be forecasting, or I must be doing something of the sort. No, he just incautiously did his duplication before all of his considerations were considered to do it. It's he just got out of time just a little bit. It's very unfortunate for a thetan who is exteriorized to get out of time this way. He quite often does. Just ruins movies and things like that. I'm sitting in movies and sit back and get rather bored with a movie or something like that and pick up the next reel, you know, in its totality. And, of course, that's not hard to do. It's sitting in cans right up the back of the place. It's very hard, you know, to keep from looking at the cans instead of the motion picture projector. You can look through strips of film faster than they can get to the screen any day of the week. Or get the whole end of the movie before I go to it. That's embarrassing. You're, quote, off the time track. Of course, the time track is the consideration. And you were just stupid enough to know more than you were supposed to know at that moment. Unless you cut your knowingness down, you don't get a time factor going.